Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm so excited to share this with you because this was actually inspired by an event that happened today in my life as a mommy-to-be. And that is realizing that sometimes we bite off more than we can chew, and that's okay, but it's very important to be aware that that has happened in your life, in your business, or wherever it is that it's showing up. But I wanted to talk about that today. I wanted to talk about making those confident decisions that are going to positively impact your life, impact your business, impact your family, and be okay with making those decisions and knowing that it's the best decision for everything in your life and those around you. So that is what we are going to be talking about today in this episode. So get ready. It's going to be really juicy because I've got some little bit of truth bombs to share with you today and just kind of how I handled the situation that has recently been coming up a lot in my life and as a mom to be, as a wife, as a business owner, like all the things in my life. It's been coming up repeatedly. And we all know that God's gonna keep throwing us situations until we learn the lesson that He wants us to learn. Can I get an amen on that? It's a love-hate situation. It's a love-hate situation. I love it, but I hate it. But I'm grateful for the lessons that He's taught me, and I'm sure you are as well in your life. So, without further ado, let's begin. All right, so just recently in my life, like our baby is due in April 13th to be exact. So she's coming up very fast and she actually just recently started dropping. So it might be sooner than April 13th. Oh, pardon me. These hiccups, they just keep coming with this pregnancy. It's really annoying. But anyways, I have taken on more than I could chew. And I say that because prior to becoming pregnant, I was that, I don't want to say I was a hustlepreneur because I didn't hustle, but I could take on a lot at once. I could do all the things. I could wear all the hats and I loved it. I loved it. Like most people, they wear all the hats and they get exhausted and burnt out and they're like, oh, okay, it's time to delegate out. Me? No. I had this vision of me being super successful in my business, wearing all the hats, being this phenomenal mother, and like doing all the things in my life. And that's just me. It might be you as well. I'm not really sure. But with me, I could do so much at once and people would just look at me and shake their head and go, I don't know how you do it, Courtney. Like, how did you do all that? Like, I would want to say start a membership site, would have no idea how to do it. And I would just go into this total like hyper-focused mood and I would learn how to create a membership site. I'd create the landing page. I'd create the payment page. And within less than one day, I have learned a completely new skill and had membership signups the next day. Like that's just who I am. And that's the person I've always been my entire life is just when I get so focused on doing something, I don't stop until it's done. And I don't take on things unless I know that I can handle it. So when I got pregnant, my whole world just got turned upside down. I feel like I've lost part of my identity because I can't do the things that I used to be able to do. Like this entire pregnancy, to be honest, I've been exhausted. Like, which I haven't had the energy to do anything. I've barely worked my business. I mean, I'm working it to a bare minimum that I could possibly be doing in my business. And it's been really hard on me. But I'm giving myself that grace, which is really important. But the whole point of sharing this with you guys today is that I recently, and I want to share this tip with you as well, because I'm sure it will benefit many of you who are listening to this episode who are moms, or even if you're not a mom, you're just one of those multipreneurs who has like a million things on the go and you're like, whoa, okay, time to take a step back. I think I bit off more than I can chew, and I don't even know where to start with this endless growing to-do list. You know that list that you just keep adding little things to, and you're like, oh yeah, no big deal, I can do that. Oh yeah, absolutely, I'd love to do that with you. Oh, I should really get this done by this day, and it just keeps growing. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you there. But I want to share this amazing tip that has worked for me. And it's going to combine with my little bit of my story of what's been happening recently with this pregnancy, and especially today, is, so if you follow me on Instagram at She Blooms Faithfully, you probably watched my story the other day where I had this to-do list that I had going in Notion, and it was, I had to record a podcast episode, which is this episode, by the way. I had to record an episode. I had to record my summit video for a summit that I got asked to be a speaker at. So grateful for that opportunity. I had to do my worksheet for that summit. I had to do my upsell for that summit. I have a webinar that I'm creating for you guys that's just going to be packed with value. Super excited for that. I will let you know when that is out. But I have a webinar that I'm creating, which is going to work towards a course that I'm launching, and just so many things. Like, it just kept going and going and going and going. And I just had, to be honest, a complete meltdown today. Like, I have not cried that much since probably the beginning of like first trimester when my hormones were at an ultimate high. I have not cried that much in forever. Like, it was so weird. But I just had so much on my list to do that it just became too much for me. And I realized, okay, this is not okay. Like, I am taking on way more than I'm capable of handling. And it's okay. It is okay. It is more than okay. I have taken on more than I can handle. And I'm aware of that now. And I just sat there and just looked at this list and went, okay, what is a priority? What is urgent? Out of all of these things that I feel I need to do, what do I really need to do? And like, need to do, like, if I don't do this, I don't want to say like the world's going to end, but you know, like, it's going to be really impactful if you don't get this done. So I mean, like, for example, like maybe paying a bill as a, you know, average example, you don't pay a bill, there's consequences, right? So I mean, look at your list and go, okay, is this urgent? Yes. Does it need to be done? Yes. What is the due date for this task? And write down your due date. I did that with all of my things. And you know what? The first one I did was this summit. I went to my to-do list and I looked at that task that I had for the summit, record the summit video. I looked at that task and I asked myself, is this an urgent task? Yes. And I thought about it. And I really, really thought about it. And I'm like, it's only urgent because I feel it is urgent. It's not actually urgent. This person who's hosting the summit can easily find other people to replace me. There's always going to be people backing up. Like, when I hosted a summit, I had 30 speakers, and surprisingly, there was only three that backed out. But I replaced those three speakers just like that, the snap of my fingers, just like that. And you know what? If this is too much for me to handle, I am very confident that God will bless her with the right person that needs it. So I thought about that and I went, okay, you know what? We're going to uncheck this because this is not an urgent task. This is something that I feel I need to do, but I don't actually need to do. So I unchecked it. And right then, and right there, in that moment, I could just feel the weight lifted off of my shoulders. And I was like, okay, we are going to do this. You know what? We are going to pray about this. We are going to talk to God about this. And we are going to go, you know what? Like, because I was very excited about the summit. I was very excited. And I was actually really, it was very hard to do this because of how excited I was. So I prayed about it and I said, Lord, you know what? Like, if this summit is meant for me, I would still love to do it. I know I'm going to change so many lives being a speaker in this. But right now, I feel like it's too much to handle. I've got too much on the go right now. I feel like I've taken too much on. But if it is meant for me, you will give me the time, you will give me the space, you will give me the energy. And I just told him, like, you know what? If it's meant for me, I'm not going to tell her this, but she will give me the opportunity to have an extension. And I messaged her and I told her basically everything that I have told you today in this episode. It is too much for me to handle, and this is how it is. Obviously, it was more detailed than that, but I told her and I was honest with her, and she gave me an extension. So I'm like, okay, we can do this. We can do this. We are doing this. So suddenly, I had that weight lifted again, and it felt so good. And I was looking at this to-do list that I had growing and went, okay, I can do this now. I can do this. I don't have as quick of a deadline because the deadline was basically today for me because I don't work when my husband is home and he comes home tomorrow. So I had one day to do it, and I mean I had lots of time before, but it didn't happen. So giving myself that time and that space to just process, okay, this is not an urgent task. This is not a life or death scenario. This is not going to impact or make like a huge difference if I don't do this. And then I went through to my podcast and I went and I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while since we started, I love you, first off. But just like prior to last week's episode, I think December 12th was the last episode I recorded. And that was because I took time off for holidays and then it was time to get back into the groove. And then I had no energy because it was getting back into the groove. And I thought about that and I remembered that. And I went, you know what? I am giving away free value. I am taking time out of my day to record these episodes for you and just pulling all of my passion, my heart, and my soul into these episodes and sharing what I feel God wants me to share with you. If I don't have the energy and it is not meant for me this week, that is okay. There's more than enough episodes for others to look back on. And you know what? During those times, I've had so many of you reach out to me over Facebook, over Instagram, and message me and say, "Hey, you know, I noticed you haven't recorded an episode. Is everything okay?" And that just makes me feel so loved. So loved. I love you guys. But the point being is that's something that I feel is urgent. That's something that isn't urgent. I feel is urgent. The world is not going to end if I don't record an episode a week, if I record it a day late or a week late or 2 weeks late. There's still going to be an episode coming. But if I'm not showing up as the best version of myself with having the energy and excitement to do these episodes for you, then what's the point? So that got crossed off. It was no longer an urgent need to do task. So I highly recommend you just kind of go through, do a little bit of a brain dump because We have way too many things to do in our life that we feel we need to do. That really, we don't. We don't. It's time that we just give ourselves that grace and that realization that, you know what, we're not perfect. We're doing the best that we can every single day, and our best is enough. You are doing an amazing job, whether you get that task done or you don't get that task done. If you don't get the dishes done, that's okay. They're going to be there another day. If you don't get the energy to record a video or do a podcast episode or like whatever you had on your list to do, that is okay. You can do it another day. It's not the end of the world. But the most important part of your daily duties is just to be the best version of yourself and make sure you're taking care of yourself. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, then what's the point of doing all those things? I mean, obviously, you know, you clean your dishes and stuff, but to, okay, all right, we are going on a tangent now. So we're going to hop off this episode because it is 11 o'clock at night and I'm very tired and my brain is apparently no longer working, but I just really, really, really wanted to share that lesson with you today because it really hit home with me. And I feel like there's other moms and other listeners on this podcast that they really needed to hear that. That's a lot of reallys. Why am I saying really so much? Anyways, I'm going to hop off here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, come hang out with me on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys. So I love you guys. Have a fantastic rest of your week. God bless you. And give yourself some grace and just enjoy every single day. Every single day is so beautiful. It's filled with so many blessings. So I love you guys. God bless you. And I will see you next week. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.